K-Rock, hello, who's this?
This is Allison.
Allison, how would you like to go to When We Were Young?
I would love that.
You are caller 20. You get to see Panic at the Disco and Blink and Weezer and The Offspring and Old Time Low and Bad Religion, Yellow Card, a whole bunch more.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It's Kevin Ryder. What is up, party people? On the show today, we have People Are Dumb from right here in Los Angeles, a dude on a mini bike trying to get away from police. We have What's Up with Florida, a dude wearing women's lingerie and still somehow completely naked. I'm not positive how that happens. There are zombie bunny rabbits. That's a thing. We have the 420 catch of the day, which is our new music feature. We've got a bunch more tickets for this. Hey, Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
You get Zippo, nada.
You just sort of dial tone those on your end. It's 106.7 K-Rock, K-R-O-Q, Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. When I was a kid, my brother had a mini bike, and he said, don't drive it. He was leaving for the day. Do not ride it, whatever you do. And I said, fine. He said, no, I'm serious. Don't ride it. And I said, fine. And he said, Kevin, do not ride the mini bike. And I said, Brent, I won't. And then he left, and then I rode the mini bike and got clotheslined. It was like dusk, and there was a wire fence that I couldn't see, and I got clotheslined and ruined the mini bike. But the good news is mini bikes are back. This is a crazy police chase here in Los Angeles, and I got to tell you, I'm really excited about the way local news covers almost every story.
Police chase a man on a mini bike around the Harbor Gateway area.
Let's go out to Gigi Graciette with new information on the suspects. Good morning.
That's right. We've learned that legally he is an adult, but ultimately he's only 18 years old.
We've learned that he's an adult.
He's facing some very serious charges, including felony evading and driving without a license.
Driving without a license.
Take a look. This all started in Gardena last night when Gardena police officers spotted the mini bike and its driver. Mini bikes are not legal on city streets.
I've done some research on mini bikes and they're not legal.
This mini bike has no light. The driver had no helmet.
I'm going to put a lot of emphasis on helmet.
And the mini bike had no license, and they tried stopping him. He didn't want to stop, and the pursuit was on, running red lights, driving the wrong way on both city streets and on the freeway. This pursuit continued.
I got to tell you, this dude on a mini bike running from police is a hilarious visual because the mini bike is so small. He's a pretty big dude. He's like a Homer Simpson-sized dude on this tiny little mini bike.
California Highway Patrol taking it over on the 110 South, where at least he was headed the right way.
California Highway Patrol taking it over where he was at least headed the right way.
Eventually, though, the mini bike ran out of gas.
A hilarious ending to a chase.
They don't hold much. I'm told up to a gallon or so. He ran out of gas, and that's when the CHP took him into custody and impounded that mini bike. Again, he's facing so many charges.
More charges than any human in history.
He didn't have a driver's license. He wasn't wearing a helmet.
Already covered that.
That mini bike isn't legal on city streets.
Covered that as well.
Had no serial number, and police tell me they think he probably bought a kit online and he made it at home. As to why he told police he didn't want to stop, well, that remains a mystery this morning with that teenager behind bars.
That teenager was in the slammer like an adult.
Reporting live in Gardena, I'm Gigi Graciette. Back to you.
That bike was so small, the CHP just picked it up and put it in the back of a car.
Yes, they did. It was like smaller than a bicycle. It's a mini bike.
It was just tiny.
Mini.
Thanks, Gigi.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Nancy from San Pedro just got tickets for When We Were Young, Panic at the Disco, and Blink, and Weezer, and The Offspring, All Time Low, Bad Religion, and a whole lot more. Zombie rabbits are a thing. It's K-Rock, it's Kevin Ryder. There are zombie rabbits. Some people are calling them Frankenstein rabbits, but they have these weird horns. Rabbits with horns. Now, I tend to not trust this first report because they seem to be trying to make it sound as cute as possible.
Southeast Fort Collins neighbors noticed bunnies were cute. It seems rabbits enjoy living in Fort Collins just as much as people.
Yeah, they're cute. They like living here.
Often spotted hopping through neighborhoods looking for grub. But some Southeast Fort Collins neighbors noticed bunnies were cute. Wasn't exactly the word that came to mind. I snapped this photo of one of the rabbits I've seen with the growth.
The growth is a horn.
I also saw this photo posted on Reddit, also spotted in Fort Collins.
Many horns.
Like a scabby-ish looking kind of growth over a face.
Looks like it was black quills or black toothpicks sticking out all around his mouth.
Susan Mansfield said she saw a different bunny with tentacles in her yard in recent years.
He had the same black stuff on him, and I thought he would die off during the winter, but he didn't. He came back a second year.
Yes, he did. He came back a second year after you thought he would die. The bunny with the horn.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife confirms this is a virus that's not contagious to other animals like people's dogs, but they say leave this wildlife alone like you would with any of the neighborhood bunnies.
So you can take that report if you like to think that things are all good, or you can take this report on bunnies with horns.
So there's an outbreak of a disease called Shope papillomavirus in rabbits in the Midwest.
Just when you thought it was safe to pet your rabbits in the garden.
It causes these horrible horn-like growths on the faces and necks and mouths of rabbits in the wild.
It is an ugly-looking, nasty virus.
People have described them as Frankenstein rabbits.
Frankenstein rabbits.
It's not transmittable to people.
They say it's not transmittable to people.
They could starve to death.
Instead of starving to death, who do you think they're gonna eat?
Frankenstein rabbits.
Can kill you over and over again. We are all gonna die.
Take your choice.
From the gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, why's a man on bath salts wrestling a tree? He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida.
Police showed up at a Florida park responding to an indecent exposure complaint and found a man, Anthony Smith, 32 years old, walking around wearing women's lingerie. The bottoms of which were a thong, and his genitals were still fully exposed. He was also wearing, this is just the beginning of it, he was also wearing fake breasts, a wig of long black hair. He had a mask on his face. He had a penis ring. He had a black foxtail that was coming from his butt, and they found out later that it was connected to a butt plug, and he was walking around the park like that. He works as a party wedding DJ. Sounds like a great time. When he was asked what's going on today by the police, he said he suffers from some sort of sexual addiction and engaging in lewd behavior arouses him. And by the way, he said, this is not the first time I've been caught doing this. Been caught like four other times. He says pornography materials do not suffice his sexual desires and that he doesn't want to violate his morals by having sexual relations before marriage or by using a female solely for sexual purposes. But walking around in the park with a butt plug, pretty cool. Hey, Rock, hello, who's this?
This is Armando.
Armando! You are our winner.
Send me to Vegas.
Yeah. You got tickets for When We Were Young to see Panic at the Disco and Blink and Weezer and Offspring and a whole bunch more.
Hell yeah, I'm ready. Let's do it.
It's Kevin Ryder with the 420 catch of the day, which is coming up in a minute. Megan Holliday joins me at 4 every day for 3 things at 4.
It's time for 3 things at 4. Ken Rock, it's Ryder and Megan.
A woman's video apology has gone viral after she revealed the embarrassing reason she single-handedly caused a flight to be canceled.
What?
Megan Reinertsen was traveling from Portugal back to the U.S. when a disturbance deep, deep in her bowels erupted. Megan told this to her 20 million TikTok followers. While aboard the United Airlines flight, the sudden attack struck so rapidly that she recalled thinking that something is happening and she was not prepared to deal with it. I mean, she's dripping sweat. It was, you know. So she experienced such severe diarrhea that the aircraft was grounded and specialists were summoned to clean it up.
What?
They had to bring in specialists for this, okay?
Hazmat suits?
I guess so. In the video, she remorsefully declared, "If that flight cancellation changed the trajectory of your life in a really negative way, I'm so sorry." I can't believe she shared it to 20 million people.
Wow.
Crazy
viral.
This
is fun, huh?
Yeah, it's great.
All right, for our second story, Oasis Live 25 pop-up stores are heading to North America ahead of their two-night run at the Rose Bowl in September. The pop-up shop will arrive in West Hollywood on August 20th with merchandise, brand collaborations, and limited edition items. I would highly recommend making a reservation, which you can do to avoid waiting in lines forever, or you can also just go online and buy the stuff.
That's insane that you make a reservation to stand in line to buy merch things.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Welcome to 2025,
baby. No kidding.
And we always like to talk about movie releases for the weekend. Nobody 2, Bob Odenkirk, I love him so much, returns as Hutch in the action thriller sequel. Americana is a modern Western with elements of a crime thriller. Sydney Sweeney, Halsey, and Simon Rex are in that movie. And Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the 35th anniversary, baby. There are special event screenings that are happening on Sunday. I'm Megan Holliday. That was 3 Things of 4 on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
This artist is named Eka Vandal. She's a South African-born Australian singer, songwriter, rapper, producer. She has toured with Queens of the Stone Age and Incubus, The Prodigy. She opened for Limp Bizkit. She has a new song called Cruising to Self-Soothe. It's Eka Vandal, the 420 catch of the day. That is Eka Vandal and Cruising to Self-Soothe. It is the 420 catch of the day on the world-famous K-Rock. Coming up very soon on the world-famous K-Rock, we're going to give you a topic, take your phone calls, and the most entertaining call or text will get a prize.
Yeah, we got your tickets to go to the Rock to Freedom benefit concert featuring Papa Roach that's happening at the Palladium on October 18th. This is In-N-Out's annual benefit show.
It's coming up on K-Rock. Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday.
Hello.
We have tickets all weekend long for When We Were Young.
Vegas, baby!
In Las Vegas, Panic at the Disco, and Blink, and Weezer, and The Offspring, All Time Low, The Used, Bad Religion, a whole bunch more. Your chance to win is coming up at 5 and all this weekend on K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday.
Hello.
Man poisons himself after taking ChatGPT's dietary advice.
Oh, my God.
A 60-year-old man wound up in the hospital after seeking dietary advice from ChatGPT and accidentally poisoning himself.
What the hell was he taking?
He was trying to eliminate salt from his diet, so he asked ChatGPT for a good replacement. And ChatGPT recommended sodium bromide, which is a chemical that's used in pesticides as a substitute. So the guy started taking the sodium bromide and did it for 3 months and ended up in the hospital because he thought his neighbor was poisoning him.
God, so he was in a psychosis as well.
Yeah, they say doctors discovered he was suffering from bromide toxicity, which causes paranoia and hallucinations.
Oh, yeah.
So he was being poisoned. His neighbor had nothing to do with it. He just took bad advice from ChatGPT. And by the way, if you're using ChatGPT, always get a second opinion.
Yes.
Because that thing will lie.
It will. And hallucinate.
Yep.
Make stuff up all the time.
And sound confident about it. It's like, whoa. So let's talk about getting bad advice. You took bad advice on something.
The phone number is 800-520-1067 for your calls and or your texts. And for the most entertaining call,
we've got your tickets to go to Rock to Freedom Benefit Concert featuring Papa Roach at the Palladium on October 18th. And to kind of springboard off of what that guy did, I was doing the fad, and a lot of maybe ladies might remember this, where it was lemon juice, cayenne pepper, and maple syrup. And that's all that you would drink.
Maple syrup is something that you would drink? For a diet?
Yeah, and cayenne pepper. It was horrible. And I did it for probably 4 or 5 days. I was starving. I felt like crap. And then I broke the fast.
Is that all you're supposed to eat?
That's all you eat.
Wow.
It's horrible.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah, and I broke the fast by going to Taco Bell, which was nice. Really good idea. But, you know, but that was just something where I just thought, this is insane and people should not
I'm
be doing
stop
this.
Stop doing this.
Yeah.
My dad loved applesauce. Loved it.
Okay.
And my older brother said, you should try it. Have you ever tried an applesauce sandwich?
No way.
And I was a kid, and I was like, no, that sounds terrible. And he goes, oh, my God, it's so good. So I tried it. Just bread, applesauce bread, and it came up faster than it went down.
Oh, my God.
Like just an instantaneous reaction. Just projectile across the room.
What the hell?
I don't know.
Kev Dog, I'm sorry, but you've always been dumb.
Right. Agreed. Agreed. So you took some dumb advice or wrong advice. 800-520-1067 for your phone calls and or text. Hey, Rock, hello.
Yeah, I got some dumb advice I took.
All right, let's hear it.
So my garbage disposal wasn't working so hot, and my wife at the time said, you got to put ice in it. Put ice in the garbage disposal, and it'll sharpen the blades.
Oh, I've not heard that one.
Yeah, I thought it was a good one. So I did that, and it jammed it all up, hot on fire, and I had to go hit the breaker off for it, and the whole bottom of the sink was all scorched.
Oh, my God. You almost lit your entire house on fire.
It wasn't a good one.
No. And
this just makes us women look even worse for, you know, fixing stuff.
I don't know. Is she the dumb one or is he for taking the advice?
True.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believed her.
Of course. Why would you not? We are taking your calls on bad advice that you took.
800. I forgot it that time. 800-520-1067.
Yeah, you do good work.
All right, we got a shout out. Rogelio and Glendora hooked up with those When We Were Young tickets.
And we are taking your phone calls on bad advice that you got and took at 800-520-1067. We are talking about taking bad advice based on this story. A 60-year-old man wound up in the hospital after seeking dietary advice from ChatGPT.
So smart.
He wanted to eliminate salt from his diet, and ChatGPT told him sodium bromide, which is in pesticides and causes hallucinations. And he ended up in the hospital. When I met my now wife at the age of 19, one of my coworkers said, it's very important to start at the bottom with presents and work your way up. She still has the socks I gave her on her first anniversary on the wall over our bed as a reminder.
That's so good. I got a good one from 714. When I was first married, a coworker told me that the secret to a happy marriage was to always have a mistress on the side. He had been married and divorced 3 times, so I took it with a grain of salt.
Yes.
Which I think is smart. Was smart.
Probably smart.
Yeah.
800-520-1067 for phone calls and or texts.
If he didn't listen to her on her advice.
Oh, you're talking about the guy with the ice?
The ice chips and the garbage disposal.
So you're saying if he didn't listen to his wife's bad advice,
he would probably be divorced.
So burn your house down or be divorced.
Yeah. Which one do you want to do, you know?
I mean, it's two bad choices.
Yeah, I mean... So, I mean, I feel for the guy, man, you know? Yeah, I was married 25 years, and
damn it.
I loved him. I loved him.
I don't think damn it was good.
No, probably not.
No. So you took bad advice. 800-520-1067.
And for the best call, we got your Rock to Freedom benefit concert. It's featuring Papa Roach Palladium October 18th.
Making phone calls on bad advice you took.
And the best call, you're going to go to the Rock to Freedom benefit concert featuring Papa Roach at the Palladium on October 18th.
800-520-1067. Okay, Rock, you took bad advice.
Hey, I just had some poor advice from my father.
Yes, please.
So when I was younger, he was trying to give me some advice to how to be with ladies,
right.
Which is already awkward enough.
Uh-huh.
And as he's talking to me, he mentions the nipple area, but he doesn't say nipple. He says nimple. And he proceeds to just keep saying nimple over and over again. And I said, Dad, this guy is never wrong. We're not allowed to tell him he's wrong. And it was the only time I've got him to be wrong. Because I said, what are you saying? Can you spell that? And he spelled it. N-I-M-B-L-E. And I said, let's look at a dictionary. And he did. And it was the one and only time I got my dad proven wrong. And
how was he going his whole life thinking it was nimple?
Well, I don't know. I guess he's, I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't be taking advice if he's not paying attention to the lady part.
How did he even have you?
From the vagina, you know.
K-Rock, hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, thank you. You took some bad advice?
So 10 years ago, I'm with my friend San Fernando, swap meet, walking around buying some car parts and stuff. Anyway, come across this, like, weed dispensary, but yet they're selling, like, lingerie and sex stuff.
Ooh, lingerie and sex stuff. Tell us more.
And then he goes, dude, this is the stuff I was telling you about. It's really good, and it makes you rock hard and all this and that. So I'm like, okay, my wife and I, anniversary is coming. I'm going to try it. We're going away for the weekend. So it's like an off-brand Viagra. I buy it, take it, night, my wife and I, anniversary. Anyway, 18 hours later with a boner, it was awful.
Did you say 18 hours?
18. I started crying. I cried twice.
Oh my God. What'd you do?
My wife's like, what if you ice it? Well, I iced it for a while, then it looked like an otter pop. I had just seen a Bruce Lee movie where he fights some guy that he loses in his one career.
Right.
And it was really cool, and I gave it a couple karate chops to the karate, but it didn't work.
Of course. Were you karate chopping your penis?
Yeah, because it wouldn't go down, man. I was like, trying to, like, un the unsexy thing to it.
<Wacha!
laughs> Yeah.
Did it go down on its own, or did you have to go to the hospital?
On its own, no. She's like, let's go to the hospital. Let's go to the emergency. It's an emergency. She's going to do one of those dial a nurse things. And I said, I refuse to go to the doctor. No way. I go, I'll end up on the radio telling about.
Yes, you would have. Yes, you would have.
And you did.
And you did.
And here we are.
K-Rock, hello.
Yeah, I have some bad advice that I was given.
All right, let's hear it.
All right. So when I was in college, I was going through something my junior year, and a friend told me to smoke some weed.
Okay, that seems like decent advice. Smoke some weed.
And continually that summer was trying to cheer me up and have me smoke weed, and I just felt like crap the whole summer. And then going into the year for school, I just was always getting sick. I didn't know what was going on. Maybe like 2 years later, my doctor told me, it even affected my studies, but my doctor told me that I was allergic to weed.
You're allergic to weed?
What?
That should be outlawed.
It was not fun. And still, every time I'm around it just, I feel miserable and it's terrible.
Can you live in Southern California and be allergic to weed?
Yeah, it's awful. I get itchy. I get sick. My eyes get itchy. It's the worst on the planet. Even if I'm remotely around it when I'm walking.
Yeah, you got to move out of California.
Right? Take our advice. Can you imagine being allergic to weed?
Oh, absolutely not.
That would suck. All right, we need to award the tickets.
Okay, we got to give it to Chris, a.k.a. Boner Guy.
Otter Pop.
Yeah, 18-hour boner guy.
Yep.
So Chris is going to be going to the Rock to Freedom benefit concert featuring Papa Roach.
Thank you for calling, Chris. That is it for me. Megan Holiday has you from here on out.
Woo! Every hour this whole weekend, we've got your tickets to go to When We Were Young. So your next chance, and you're going to text in to win. That is coming up at 6 on K-Rock.